Secretary of State Antony Blinken is expected to make a short trip to China this weekend.
China and the U.S. have been trying to cool off tensions. They've been talking a little bit, but their strategic competition continues, and the latest source of tension is high over the United States. The Pentagon asserts that a Chinese surveillance balloon has been flying high over Montana.
To talk about how this might affect Blinken's visit, we're joined by NPR China correspondent Emily Feng. Hi, Emily.
Hey, Lilo.
Okay, Emily, why don't we just start by talking about what a surveillance balloon even is, what it looks like, and what do we know about the one that was supposedly spotted over Montana?
So in this case, this was a large white balloon, so big, in fact, that it was spotted by people on the ground in Montana, and it's used to collect intel from the air. A senior defense official in the U.S. said they are absolutely certain it was China that set it afloat, though they did not explain how they knew that, and that the U.S. has been tracking this balloon from the moment it entered U.S. airspace a few days ago. The spokesperson said there was a discussion about whether to shoot it down, but they decided to let it be because it's flying at such high altitude that the Pentagon said it poses no physical or military risk, though it was flying over U.S. missile sites. Mm. Now, countries spy on each other all the time from the air using satellites and drones, and while a balloon does seem a little unusual, the defense official said it's actually happened a couple of times over the past few years. This is what a Chinese foreign ministry spokesperson had to say about the balloon. So the spokesperson in China said China is figuring out the relevant situation and we hope to deal with this calmly with the U.S. But diplomatically, this is really awkward. It puts the two countries, again, at odds with one another, even before the Secretary of State has gone to China, and has also given China hawks in the U.S. more material to seize on. Mm. The U.S. and China have been trying to stabilize their relationship, but this incident and ongoing bipartisan efforts to increase sanctions on China could get in the way of that.
So this is very public. Despite the spotting of the spy balloon, do you think that this visit could lead to any type of breakthrough with the rocky relationship?
So first of all, what's interesting is Blinken's trip to China has not been officially confirmed by either side. Mm. Neither country has commented publicly on the trip, though we do expect that the Secretary of State should be leaving for China on Sunday. The trip looks like it's still on despite this kerfuffle over the balloon, but expectations are really low, and they're probably even lower now given this balloon drama. U.S. officials and former diplomats I've been speaking to say the trip might result in some kind of joint statement, perhaps on combating climate change, or perhaps even something against the use of nuclear weapons in Ukraine, but there are no expected deliverables, and there shouldn't really be any breakthroughs on the main issues at the heart of the U.S.-China relationship.
Okay, then what's the point of the visit at all?
That's a really good question. Well, officials emphasize talking is better than just not talking at all. And there are some meaty issues at the heart of the relationship over human rights, combating climate change, technological competition. So that involves getting China on board, even if the two countries don't see eye to eye. And the fact that Blinken is even going to China is already progress.
NPR's Emily Feng, thanks so much.
Thanks, Leila.